This is the first Sunday of 52. And we're gonna get 52 of these this year, and I would love to challenge you to be in as many Sunday services as possible. I know there are work schedules and vacation schedules and getaway schedules. I understand all of that and hope you enjoy every opportunity that you get. But I know I want to be in church more than I miss. I know I want to be in God's house and be in His presence. And as I mentioned a moment ago, we're starting our sacred season this week. And I want you to be on the lookout for a prayer opportunity announcements. And we've done this various ways in the last few years. But I don't feel like trying to organize it so much that we're all doing the same thing on the same day. I would love to see us fasting as a church. What that may look like for you may be different for someone else. Anytime we call a fast, people, you know, man, I can't do this or I can't do that. And I understand everyone has their own health journey they're navigating and all of the different parameters that you're dealing with when it comes to when you eat and what you eat. And so I would love for you to take an opportunity, whether it's a sun up to sundown fast, or maybe you just do one meal a day, or you combine, you know, the beginning of the year with maybe some health goals. You do some intermittent fasting. You just find a way to push some things back. Maybe you're giving up some of your favorite things and setting that aside, or maybe giving up sweets for the next few days and saying, you know what, I want to give this to the Lord. I want to fast and just dedicate these days to the Lord. And then we want to focus in on media at some point. You know, take a break from the social media, take a break from the Netflix binge or the favorite show on television, or God forbid the news. Just turn it off and not just sit in silence, but give that time to the Lord. Maybe it's a book you need to pick up. Maybe it's going back and revisiting some previous messages that you just want to sit down with and take notes. And it's sacred season. It's days of dedication. And I'm not just giving up something, but I want to take in the right thing. And so that's happening for the next couple of weeks, the next 20, 21 days. And I know you're going to feel the difference in our Sunday services. Next Sunday will be powerful, the 21st, an anointing service. I'd love for you to be in the house reaching for that. Then the 28th, revival, it's going to be a special, special time. And of course, it's New Year 2024. I love January. I love to preach and to teach in January. There is something fresh and new, and honestly, an opportunity to turn pages and to begin again. And I know I'm already teaching and preaching to people that are excited about the opportunity to begin again, chance to start over, the chance to turn a page. And remember, from the message last Sunday, we really only have two options. I can take it or leave it. And let me pause just a moment. I don't think I've ever had more feedback to a message than this week after the message last Sunday. I was not even in the room. We were on video. I don't normally do that. One of our capable called men or women of the house often preach if I'm out, but I really felt strong that word, and I appreciate you receiving it even that way on screen. But so many people have messaged and texted and have reached out about how that word resonated with you. And if you haven't had a chance to hear that, then go on YouTube at the Church Cove and you can watch that. But we have those two options. We can take it or leave it. And I'm praying on this first Sunday of the new year, that you left what needed to be left in 2023. And that you brought with you what you needed to keep into 2024. And we're starting a new series called Song of the Year. And today I suppose is gonna be a loose start. There's more depth coming, and I wanna talk to you about your song and getting your song back in 2024, but I want to look at Psalm 24 today. It's 2024, and I want to focus in on the 24th Psalm. I don't know that it'll work this way every year, but I really felt directed to this passage, and it is a song. So many of the Psalms that David wrote were literally songs of prayer, songs of worship that he was singing and uttering and praying out in the wilderness, trying to figure out all that God was doing in his life. And so David is singing this 24th Psalm in worship to the Lord. And I still love David. I love David for all the same reasons. He's raw, he's honest, he's open before all with his struggles. David is you, and David is me. And I really believe that in Psalm 24, there is truth and direction for 2024. It's just 10 verses, but I'm gonna try to cover all of them in the few minutes that I have today, and your kids are doing fantastic, and I know they're listening to Pastor Daryl today, and they're gonna get something out of this as well. But Psalm 24 and 1, the earth is the Lord's. The earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. The earth is the Lord's. There's a whole message right there, because it seems that every group and every idea and every theology and every side claims ownership of the earth, claims ownership of everything that we do. But I want you to hear this song today. The earth is the Lord's, and everything in it belongs to him. The people belong to him. His creation belongs to him. I wonder what would happen if we would give control back to him in 2024. Instead of trying to order everything and demand everything and say this, just Lord, this is yours. We know, as chaotic as it may seem, as crazy as it may look, the earth is the Lord's. It didn't stop being his a few years ago. It still belongs to him. And so while I'm twiddling thumbs and fretting and biting fingernails and just anxiety written about everything that's going on in the world, what if I just declare every day, you know what, Lord, the earth is yours. I'm gonna let you worry about that, and I'm gonna go over here and take care of what I am responsible for, because I am not in control of the world. I'm not in control of the people in the world. I can't even control the people in my house. What am I gonna do with people on the other side of the world? I got no control over that, so I have to give it to God. I have to put it into his hands. I have to put people into his hands. The earth is the Lord's. And then verse 2, for he founded it on the seas and established it on the waters. I read this multiple times. I sat with this verse a long time this week, and I had to realize that the language is more poetic than literal. but honestly, he speaks to stability. He founded the earth, it seems like, on unstable ground. Go try to walk on water today. You're probably not going to be as successful as Peter was for those first few moments. Why? Because it is unstable. I can't get my footing. It's constantly moving. It's constantly shifting. It seems like everything in the world feels unstable right now. But guess what? God founded it and he established it on the seas and on the waters. You know why? Because our stability is in him. Our stability is not in things. I already feel my help in 2024. My stability, my confidence is not on the things I own or where I live or what I drive. My confidence is in the Lord. And if I'm going to depend on anybody, it's going to be God. If I'm going to depend on anything, it's going to be the Lord. Some trust in chariots and others in horses, but I will remember the name of the Lord. What would happen in 2024 if we would put our trust in him? Who, verse 3, may ascend the mountain of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place? Yes, the earth is the Lord's. He fills all time and space, and we feel his presence in this room. But I want you to hear me today. His thoughts and his ways are on a mountain. His real power is on a mountain. I know, we want to reduce God down to our level. Alanis Morissette asked that question, what if God were one of us? Well, guess what? He ain't. Not one of us. Not one of us. He's never going to be down here lowly with us. Oh, no, he walks with me and he talks with me and he tells me I am his own. Oh, yes, I agree with all of that, but I need you to hear me. In 2024, if you want to know the secret of the Lord, if you want to understand the real presence of the Lord, you're going to have to climb the mountain. You're going to have to start taking steps in an elevated place, in an elevated posture. I know that's old-fashioned. I know it flies in the face of TikTok theology and Instagram inspiration that's about thimble thin. Hear me. If you want to know God, you got to be willing to go on the mountain with God. You got to be willing to set in the holy place of the Lord. Because his thoughts and his ways, they're on a mountain. God is not us, but we desire to be like him. And David asked, who may stand in his holy place? And yes, I am suggesting today that in order to stand in that holy place, we have to climb. In order to get in that secret place with the Lord, He's not just coming when I'm living any kind of way. He's not showing up strong when I'm just doing what I want to do Monday through Saturday. And then on Sunday, Lord, hey, remember me. Hey, give me that power thing. He's saying, I want you to climb on Monday. I want you to push through on Tuesday. I want you on Wednesday when everything is piling in and the stress and the anxiety and the struggle is alive in your life. I want you to keep your praise. I want you to keep that worship about you. I want you to keep climbing. Why? Because I want to stand in his holy place. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm calling us to elevate in 2024. I'm calling us to reach in 2024. I'm calling us in this sacred season to push some things away, to decide that there are some things more important than my favorite food, some things more important than my favorite show, some things more important than updating my status on social media. I want to climb the mountain mountain and experience God in 2024 like I've never experienced Him before. If you're our guest today, I get a little loud sometimes. But I feel it. It's like fire that gets in my bones, Jeremiah said. And who is it? Who is climbing? Who is experiencing the holy place of the Lord? He told us in verse 4, the one who has clean hands and a pure heart. The one who does not trust in an idol or swear by a false god. I know it's old-fashioned. But if you're looking for a casual experience, is something that doesn't push you, something that doesn't stir you or challenge you, this is not that. This is not that because there's nothing casual about this. If you're going to keep coming to the church, Covington, you're going to feel challenged. You're going to feel pushed. You're going to feel, hey, I've got to climb. We're not judging anybody. We love everybody. Keep coming. Come into this house. But if you keep coming into this presence, God is going to say, you know what? I can't let you go back to who you were last Monday, this Monday. I want to change your life. I want to elevate your life. I want to bless your life. I want to work from the top of your head to the sole of your feet. I want to move in your life. Is there anybody in this room on January 7, 2024 that's saying, hey, I want God to do it in my life. I don't want to miss what he's doing. I don't want to miss the way he's working. I don't want to miss the way he's moving in this year. Y'all see Pastor Dale just walking back and forth on this stage. I'm on my way. My cane broke while I was traveling from Texas, so I figured, all right, I might as well get on with it. And onward we go. The one who has clean hands and a pure heart. The one who does not trust in an idol or swear by a false god. Clean hands, pure heart. Which comes first? I don't know. I can tell you this, we don't pick fleas at the church Covington. Sometimes our dogs will get to itching and PK be over there just spreading hair and just looking, where is it? Let me find it. Is it a flea? What's going on with you? She's just nearly doing surgery, trying to figure out why they're scratching. We don't do that. We're gonna teach word. And you're going to have to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. You're going to have to decide, you know what, God is calling me out of that. God is calling me away from that. God is asking me to separate from that. He may not be asking you to separate from your thing, but I know what he's asking me to do. He's asking me to have clean hands and a pure heart. And 2024, I am done trying to straddle a fence. In 2024, I'm done trying to live in a gray area. In 2024, I'm not trying to let my mind live over here in something crazy a few days a week and something holy the other days of the week. No, I want to strive. I want to reach. I want to push. I want to live with clean hands and a pure heart. Am I always going to get it right? No way. Am I going to be perfect? Absolutely not. But if I can live for God more days than I don't, if I can worship God more than I worry, if I can ascend more than I'm anxious, guess what? 2024 is going to be a blessed year if I have clean hands and a pure heart. That's what's happening on the mountain. That's what's happening in the holy place. And if you'll purpose to live for God more days this year than you don't. Oh, wait a minute, Pastor. I don't ever decide not to live for God on any given day. Sometimes it just happens. Sometimes I just trip, sometimes I just slip, sometimes I just end up in the mess. Well, I would like to suggest to you that that's It's not always slipping. Sometimes you. Well, I'm not gonna bother you on the first Sunday. Got to make a decision. You got to live with some discipline in your life. You got to set some boundaries in your life. It's time to delete some people out of your phone and off your social media, some things that continue to tempt you and things that continue to cause you to stumble in your walk with God, because they cannot go on the mountain with you. And you got to make a choice. Do I want God or do I want that? Do I want him or do I want that? I want him. You know why? Because eternity is forever and they are temporary. Who am I preaching to? Anyone feel like climbing a mountain in 2024? I can't help but feel that time is winding toward the end. We are living in last days. This year doesn't need to be just another year of your life. This year doesn't need to be just another 58 more days. This doesn't need to just be, well, whatever happens, happens. No, this year needs to be a year that you walk in the fullness of God. This year needs to be a year that you walk in his abundance and that you walk in his grace and you find out what that exceeding of God is all about. I want to experience the exceeding of God. I want this church to experience the exceeding of God. I want to see more people saved and more people baptized and more people healed and more people restored and more people delivered than ever in our, you know, God could do more this year than he's done in the previous 60 plus years history of this house. We can walk in that fullness. We can live in that exceeding. You say, I don't know, Pastor Darrell, I'm just kind of content. I'm satisfied. I call you to repentance. I call you to consecration. I called you to climb the mountain. And here's why. Because those who climb, those who stand in a holy place, the Bible said in verse 5, they will receive blessing from the Lord. Those who live with clean hands and pure heart, they will receive blessing from the Lord and vindication from God their Savior. Verse 6, such is the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face, God of Jacob. They will receive blessing. I've wondered this week, do we need to redefine blessing? Because again, it's something we just throw around so casually. But when I say the Lord bless you, when I say God bless you, I'm praying for you. I'm asking God to do a work in your life. I'm asking God to move in your life. What if we'd bring back the old school and just start blessing one another? God bless you. The Lord bless you real good. Not that southern, now bless your heart kind of thing. I know that's Christian cussing. I'm talking about blessing people for real. I'm talking about the Lord bless you. Not just you, but everything connected to you. That spouse, those babies, those teenagers, that house of yours, that business of yours. The Lord bless you. I want you to walk in his favor. I want you to walk in his goodness. I want you to walk in his anointing. When I say the Lord bless you, I'm casting out cold and flu and COVID and everything else trying to attach itself to your life. Walk in health. Walk in strength. Walk in the prosperity of God. Look at somebody and tell them, God bless you. The Lord bless you. He said, that's what happens. The people with clean hands and pure hearts, they will receive blessing from the Lord. And then he said, you're going to get vindication. What is vindication? Vindication is the action of clearing someone of blame or suspicion. I've been cleared. I've been cleared. I've been vindicated. I've been vindicated. The accuser of the brethren was trying to throw all kinds of things, hurling all kinds of darts and mess into my life, but I have been vindicated. Listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. When you keep coming to church, it is vindication that whatever attack the enemy sent, that whatever storm he brewed up, whatever challenge he brought into your life, it could not kill you. It could not take you. It could not hold you down. It is vindication. When you lift your hands in the sanctuary, when you open up your mouth and bless the Lord, my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy, it is vindication. I look across this auditorium today and I see vindication everywhere. I see vindication. I see Steve Aycock raising his hand and Shirley worshiping. That's vindication right there. Steve got pneumonia so bad. And dealing with a challenge in his lungs, the man almost died. I don't even know how to describe how close you came. He ought to be dead. Am I telling the truth, Shirley? But vindication. He's sitting in the presence of the Lord. Serving. Working as hard as ever. Vindication. I see vindication all throughout this auditorium. Marriages that should have failed. Relationships that should have collapsed, but God vindicated us. The accuser of the brethren came. God said, I'm vindicating. Blessed is the generation who seeks him. Who seeks his face. And then, I love 7, 8, 9, 10. Lift up your heads, you gates. Be lifted up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, you gates. Lift them up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is he, this King of glory? The Lord Almighty. He is the King of glory. I love this because I see David struggling in himself. I see David worshiping. He's asking questions and answering them at the same time. Who is the King of glory? That's what my flesh is asking. Paul said, when I would do good, evil is present. And the doubting side of me, the evil side, the negative side is saying, who is this God you keep worshiping? Well, let me tell you, he is the King of glory. Got anything else you want to argue about, flesh? Got anything else you want to wrestle about, temptation? He is the Lord. This King of glory. And this is where we need to be the next couple of weeks. I want you to be in the house if you can, because I know God is going to help us. He's going to help all of us. But if we lift up our heads, it's what sacred season is all about. Lift up your heads. Set your affection on things above. Elevate more in 24. Lift up heads and stop trying to focus on everything that's down low. Because if you'll lift your head, guess what? Your life will be lifted. If you lift your spirit first, your life will follow. If you lift your spirit, guess what? Your finances will get lifted. If you lift your spirit, your relationships will get lifted. Open up these doors. I believe in this passage, you and I are the gates. You and I are the ancient doors. You and I are the doors maybe that haven't been opened in a long time. Maybe we got rusty hinges. Maybe we got broken locks. Maybe we creak when we move. But God is saying, I want to enter the earth. I want to enter this community. I want to enter Newton County and Rockdale County and Walton County. I want to enter Covington and Oxford and Mansfield and Social Circle and Conyers. I want to enter into these communities. But you know what? I want to come through you, the door. I want you to open the door to let my glory into this community in 2024. Maybe your song is out of tune. But God is saying, if you'll lift up your head and sing, the King of Glory will come in. Who is he? This King of Glory, the Lord Almighty, he is the King of Glory. Father, I hear your call for us to climb this year. I hear your call for us to clean our hands and to purify our hearts. Not to live trying to see what we can get away with, not to live trying to see what we can skate or skirt by, but Lord, to be intentional, to live on purpose, to live, Lord, with focus, to see all that you want to do this year in each of our lives. I know I'm praying for people today. I know there are people that are ready to make a fresh start. Maybe 2023 ended in disappointment, but here you are in a new year. Some of the same challenges, some of the same circumstances, some of the same issues, but about to walk in a new faith. Because old issues are not the same issues when I'm walking in new faith. Old challenges just, they don't have the same power when I'm walking in new faith. Old addictions, they just don't carry the same authority when I'm walking in new faith. Today may be your day to say yes. Today may be your day to make a decision. While heads are bowed and eyes are closed, you may be here on this first Sunday of 2024. Say, Pastor Darrell, I need to say yes to Jesus. I need to dedicate my life, or maybe I need to rededicate my life. And I don't want to wait until anointing service or revival. So I'm ready today to say yes. If that's you, this is personal. This is you and God. I just want you to lift your hand. No one's looking around. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you. So many people. God bless you. Today I'm making a choice. Today I'm making a decision. Pray this with me. Say, Jesus, today is my day. Today is my yes. I repent of my sin. I turn from every way that's not you. Today I receive your grace. I want you to fill me with your spirit. Change my life. In Jesus' name, amen.